Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Peter Montalto, head of capital markets and research at Intellidex. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
And Peter, thank you so much for making time for us and our listeners. And yeah, essentially to talk about the way forward for Eskom. And yeah, we all know South Africans, they're frustrated. They're fed up with this load shedding. And load shedding's been around for 15 years. I mean, it started in 2007. Is there a plan in place? And so many people are asking this. They're saying, well, we don't really know what's the way forward. Is there a plan?
There is a plan, of course. South Africa always has a plan for everything.
yes.
The problem is the implementation of these plans.
Yeah.
Under André de Ruyter, we've had, I think really a key focus on Eskom becoming an entity that can leverage and support getting private sector capacity on stream as quickly as possible, starting to invest in the transmission infrastructure in particular required to do that. But this is all very time consuming, and this is really the problem. We are now going to be getting of the order of 750 megawatts or so registered private sector generation capacity every single quarter. We are getting large amounts of new projects coming in through the IPP office as well, of the order of 5.6 gigawatts for the next round. But this is all going to take another 2-3 years really to come on grid. And this is really the problem. Things are going to get worse before they get better. And I think that's really what people have to brace themselves for. But those underlying shifts are starting to happen.
So, I mean, this now 170 billion rand to maintain the next 5 years. Are we going back to coal? Are we just going to be reliant on coal? Is this going to be a phasing out of coal?
So we're on a transition, clearly. Remember, most of these coal power stations are completely unusable. The Komati power station that shut down in the last week, right, only had one of its units operational and was only operational about 30% of the time. So when we talk about decommissioning and shutting things down, this stuff really is at end of life already. And so it's getting on new capacity to replace that, and it's getting on new capacity to be able to, well, deal with a growing economy, more electricity demand, future electricity demand for things like electric vehicles, etc. That's really where the huge demand and the huge amounts of investment are really needed. But there's no ability to do new coal. It can't be financed. It can't be insured. There's no ability to do new nuclear in any meaningful time frame yet. It's not affordable. It might be in future, but not yet. And so we are left with this mix of gas, renewables and batteries, which is very much what Eskom is looking for.
And I mean, the fleet of 25 power stations currently, how many are actually still operational that we can rely on going forward?
So there are a few decent power stations, or units of power stations, I'd say, within that. But overall, the entire fleet is working at roughly, this is coal fleet, not the whole generation fleet. The coal fleet is operating at roughly 50% of its boilerplate capacity. So that gives you an impression of the underlying problems of reliability in the system. The problem is not just do they not work or not. The problem is actually the variability. These things are hugely volatile in terms of their ability to work or not, and that comes from age and from the way they work and the boiler tubes, which can start leaking at any moment. But basically, only roughly half of the coal fleet is operating.
And I mean, what I recall is a lot of the parts that are required for these power stations, one can't get anymore. So, I mean, maintenance, yeah, surely is going to be a major problem going forward.
It is already, and this is why Eskom has been asking for changes to procurement rules in particular to allow them to be able to work more directly with these original part manufacturers to get these things custom made. You can't just go out and tender for these things in the open market, which is what the Treasury rules originally said. That is now changing. Treasury's allowed that to happen, but only very recently. And then, of course, they're hugely cash constrained as well. There simply isn't the money to be able to spend vast amounts on really expensive maintenance. All the spare capacity, I think people don't quite realize that electricity systems normally operate with a 15% reserve margin that allows you to take things off for a longer period, for a decent period of maintenance. That's just not the case in South Africa. So to actually do decent maintenance on the units, you would actually have to increase load shedding let's say, a period of 9 to 12 months to then allow that unit to come back. And that's just not an efficient use of money and time and the economic loss that would result. And that's really the bind that ESCOM and we all find ourselves in.
And lastly, do you think it's going to get worse in time before it gets better? In other words, more load shedding, more severe schedules?
Well, yes and no. So the simple answer is yes, is that the economy should try and grow, demand should try and grow, and therefore, given capacity is actually and output's getting worse, you can actually have more load shedding. Now, the problem and the worry is if load shedding doesn't increase, this is not actually not necessarily a positive, because it means that maybe demand isn't increasing, the economy stopped growing, people stopped investing. So it's a bit of a chicken and egg in these terms. And so yes, we do expect more load shedding and for it to get worse, but I would caution, you know, the downsides of the implications actually if there's not more load shedding, we should think very carefully about as well.
I think it's a huge concern for us. And I think, as South Africans, we're not getting used to load shedding. I mean, I find I personally don't check the schedule anymore. I just think, oh, there's going to be load shedding. But it seems to be a big problem. And I think because South Africans are not sure of the way forward and they don't see a plan in place, that obviously they're very negative. And the negativity feeds, you know, problems. So I think the big thing is for South Africans to just be positive going forward, that there is a plan in place, and hopefully within the next few years we'll be a country with adequate power. But it is a massive problem. Peter Montalto, Head of Capital Markets and Research at Intellidex. Thank you, Peter, for your time and your insight into fixing Eskom, or how to live with load shedding.